Now, with various types of coronavirus relief funding making their ways to individuals and businesses who need assistance because of the pandemic, there are also predators working to take advantage of the situation. Wisconsin's Better Business Bureau has some suggestions for what to look out for, how to protect yourself, and what to do if you think you've been contacted or victimized by a scam. Tiffany Schultz is Southwest Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin. Tiffany, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. Good afternoon.
Before we get into particular coronavirus-related scams, Tiffany, this seems like a common theme we've talked about with you over the years. When something bad happens and or when there's some kind of relief effort, we do have to be on the lookout for scams, right?
Scammers follow the news, so they're always trying to be one step ahead of the consumer, and we need to be one step ahead of them. So we're warning consumers to look out for the latest scam that's going on nationwide.
What kind of things are we seeing when it comes to claims about these independent groups that can help us, you know, help us make sure we get access to government relief?
Well, right now, there's a lot of government agencies that are providing money and other support for help with the pandemic. And scammers know this. So scammers reach out to unsuspecting consumers with website searches, social media pop-ups, social media communication. And they offer them as a consultant to help them through these programs, with the consumer unknowingly communicating with them and possibly giving them their personal identifiable information and or money to help them through the process, and then they don't get anything for it.
Right. Talk about what that might look like for the person looking at that text message or seeing that pop-up ad on a website.
So the consultant contacts the consumer and says, hey, I can help you get some money from these government programs, the ones that are unadvertised and the ones that are advertised. If your application was possibly denied, they can help you through it, or they have supposed access to an unadvertised program. So all the consumer has to do is fill out some paperwork, giving away their personal information to the scammer and possibly a fee for their services to get this money, and then possibly a commission on the dollar amount of money that they receive. Well, once the consumer fills out all this information and gives it back to the scammer takes off and you never hear from them again. You've never gotten your money and you've given your personal identifiable information to them through that application that you filled out for them. So they are trying to communicate with you through means of non-traditional ways that the government would never contact you that way.
What kind of red flags should we watch for, say, in terms of this group or this business we've never heard of before asking for particular kinds of information? What should we say? Wait, you want me to give you that and take a step back?
The first thing you should watch for is anybody communicating with you through the government will always have either a .gov in the website name, or they'll have a government email address. They will never reach out to you unsolicited via text, phone call, or social media means. So those are some red flags that you can really look for that might tip you off that this is a scam. Other things that you should look for is to research the programs that they are talking about. Really important. If you can't find it, it probably doesn't exist.
And I suppose if it is a project, something that does exist, we could probably search it out on our own on a government website.
Right. You're going to find all the programs that are available on the numerous government websites that are out there. If you find, you hear of something that's too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. So really research those programs that this so-called consultant is talking to you about. Scammers try to make things really believable, and they try to give you just enough nuggets of information to make you feel comfortable giving them and sharing your personal identifiable information with them. But before you fill out any type of application form, giving out your private information, especially your social security number, you always want to do your research on the programs. And if you're communicating with somebody with a Gmail address, it's probably not real.
Now, if somebody has already done this, they've given that information and they're thinking, oh no, I gave it to a scam group, or maybe talking to a loved one, a family member, and finding out that they've done this, who should they report that to? Is there somebody they should contact to find out more?
You can report that right to us at bbb.org/scamtracker. If your report is supposed to go somewhere else, we will let you know about that. But please feel free to reach out to us, report the scam, and we'll give you assistance if it needs to be directed to somebody else.
Have you gotten many reports like this, Tiffany, at the Better Business Bureau, people getting exactly these kind of COVID relief related scams?
This is a nationwide scam alert, so it is going on in select markets throughout the United States. Locally, we haven't heard of any, which is great. We want consumers to prevent this type of scam. We don't want to hear about the scam on the other end, so we want consumers to be proactive and know what red flags to look for.
For this or kind of any potential scam service, if we see an ad or a business reaching out, what do you recommend for us to research before we click that link or contact this maybe legit, maybe scam operation?
You should always research the company name first. Research on BBB.org. Can you find a business profile on them? You want to look at the company name. You want to look at the rating, read any reviews or complaints. You can also Google the company name and then afterwards type complaints, company name review, company name rating. Get as much information on the company that you can before you try to do business with anybody, especially if they're offering something that really does sound too good to be true.
And Tiffany, something we hadn't planned to talk about, but I just talked to somebody from Iowa about the storm damage down there. And is a natural disaster like that another case where scammers are going to follow the news and potentially try to rip people off just after they took this hit from a storm?
Absolutely, in many different ways. It might be shady contractors who are coming out and surveying roofs for damage that necessarily don't need any damage. It might be companies and individuals who are popping up and collecting money on behalf of certain charities or for specific funds. You always want to do your research on anything, especially if it's a natural disaster. You want to give with your head, not necessarily your heart in these situations. You want to make sure that your hard-earned money is going to the right place if you're donating to any cause.
Tiffany, thanks a lot for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Tiffany Schultz, Southwest Regional Director for the Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin. She gave us some suggestions for identifying and hopefully avoiding scams related to coronavirus relief funding from the government. Operations going on around the country, reaching out to people saying, we can get you that money if you give us your personal info and maybe some money up front.